holding on to Zaya number base, and about 10 lines from the bottom. The line begins too tight. Four lines from the end of the narrow line. Goofer, getting back to what I said that we quoted yesterday, we quoted the two halves of it out of order. Elamon Nikim, I have the following people, when they leave, whether an Eved Ivri or an Amah Ivri, get Hanukka. This is what we talked about yesterday and what we're going to talk about more today, the severance pay, the stuff that the master is supposed to give them when they're leaving, the employment. Hayot Vishonim, somebody who leaves when the 6 years are up, over Yovel, or they leave at Yovel time, over Mitzvah Sardin, or when the master dies, under the various circumstances that we talked about. For regular Eved Ivri, we said it's if he's inherited by anybody other than his son, and in the case of a Nirtza, in the case of an Amah Ivri, it's if they're inherited by anybody. The Amah Ivri B'Simonim, and the fourth one is an Amah Ivri who goes free when she develops Simonim. Avol B'Reach, but an Eved who runs away during the time, the Yotze B'Girin Kesef, or if he goes out because he paid off the outstanding balance you deduct from the purchase price, and he pays that balance. Ein man nishkin loy, those do not get hanaka. Remeyoyme, no. Bereach ein man nishkin loy. It is true that if he runs away, he doesn't get hanaka. But yotze begirin kesef man nishkin loy. But if he goes out based on girin kesef, he does get hanaka. So if we have according to him, in other words, there's five cases where they get hanaka. Reb Shimon Omer Abba Ma Nikim Lahem. Reb Shimon says that there's four cases that get Hanukkah. Shlosha Be'ish V'Gimel Be'ish. Three that apply to a man, three that apply to a woman. V'yata Yochel Omer Abba Be'achaman. It's impossible to have four that apply to one or the other. We mentioned this yesterday. The Fishen Simonin Be'ish or Rithia Be'ish. Because he counts the four, as we said yesterday, he counts the four as being, he counts the case where the Nirtza goes free in Yovel as distinct from the regular case of Yovel during the 6 years. And so there's never a nirtza by a woman. There's never a nirtza by a woman. There's never a simonim by a man. Therefore, it's to be a piece. Which actually, it's not so simple. Well, it's not so simple. The question is, he necessarily disagreeing with the Tanakama? There are Rishonim who learn that actually he's not necessarily disagreeing with him. He has the same list as the Tanakama: shonim, yovel, mitzvos adin, and amah ivriya b'simonim. He's still saying that only three of them apply to. He's still saying that only three of them apply to an Amah Ivri, according to that, because of course an Amah Ivri goes free in Yovel during the 6 years, but we're not counting that. We're not counting that as a distinct thing for her, basically.
Why?
Because I mean, you have the general thing that an Eved goes free in Yovel. So like, according to that, we're not necessarily counting it as a distinct thing for her.
It's not a special case.
It's not a special case, basically. On the other hand, there are Rishonim who learn that he is in fact arguing with the Tanakama, specifically on the issue of the Tanakama had mentioned that Bereach and Yotze B'Girin Kesef. If not, is he maybe arguing on Mrs. Adin also? Is he also arguing maybe on the case where the Adin dies? That's what it is. There are Rishonim who learn that Rav Shimon is arguing in the case of Mrs. Adin. Of course, the Eved or the Amah goes free on Mrs. Adin, depending on the circumstances. But do they get Hanukkah in that case? According to some of the Rishonim, that would be the argument. Anonymously. Now, where do we know all this? You would think that you only give Hanukkah to a slave who goes free after 6 years, because after all, that's the Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh starts off, Ki macha lecha achicha ivri ayo ivri, va'avodcha sheish shanim. Then the next Pasuk says that when they go free, hanik hanik loy. So you only know explicitly the six-year case. Minayim l'rabbit yotze b'yovel of Mrs. Adin v'amr ivri v'simon. And how do we know that it also includes the case where they go free in yovel or on the master's death, or an amr ivri goes free based on simonim? How do we know that they also get hanaka? Tamad loyma, tishalachenu b'chitishalachenu. You have extra words in the Pasuk. It starts off by saying that after the 6 years, Tishalachenu, you should send him free. The next pasuk continues, V'chi Tishalachenu, when you send him free, don't send him empty-handed, give him Hanukkah. Exactly, that's extra. So therefore, that includes all the other cases where he's sent free. Okay. Yachol Shanimah B'Bereach V'Yotze B'Girin Kesef. In that case, you would think maybe we should also add the case where he runs away or where the purchase price is deducted. No, therefore the pasuk specifically says, when you send him away, free from you. implying Misha Shalocha Me'emach, only when he's being freed from your das, not on their own.
So we know they're
as opposed to when he runs away or Giren Kesef, where then he's not being sent away of your based on your das. So Giren Kesef, actually there is, I think the Mechaz Chinuch talks about that it may depend on the issue of, are we talking about Giren Kesef where the Odin voluntarily agreed to it, where he's willing to take that money and let the guy go free, or is it maybe that he even has to accept it, Baal Kochai? He doesn't want it. This is a good the other. Let's say, imagine, for example, he has this Eved, he's doing good work, he doesn't want to see him go early, but the guy has earned some money and maybe he has to accept it, Baal Kochai. That might be the difference. If he's accepting it, Midaita, then there might be a requirement for Hanukkah. If not, then not. Rameir distinguishes. He says that if he runs away, he doesn't get Hanukkah, because then indeed he's not being sent away by your das. Well, that's what Tanakhama said that, yeah. And then Rameir is agreeing with that. But Abba Yotze Begirin Kesef, Shishalucha Me'imach, but a yotze begirin kesef does get because you are consenting in the sense that you're receiving the begirin kesef. You're receiving that balance. Okay. Gemara asks, you're saying that if he runs away, he doesn't get hanukkah. Question is, bereach hashlama boy. Never mind hanukkah. Doesn't he have to first make up the time the question is not so much why shouldn't he get Hanukkah? The question is, first he has to make up the time that he's missing. If he ran away, for example, he's supposed to work for 6 years. He ran away, let's say, with a year to go, so he has a year to make up afterwards. In that case, after he works that year, sure, he'll get Hanukkah. He's worked for 6 years. At that point, he's worked for 6 years.
Yeah, but he fled.
Okay, but he came, but you brought him back, and you brought him back, and he continued working for another year. So Hashlama Boy, so he should have to fill in that extra year, or however long it is, but once he fills that in, then there should be Hanukkah. How do we know that an Eved who runs away has to fill in the missing time that he didn't work? Because the Pasuk says he should work for 6 years. So it doesn't have to be 6 consecutive years necessarily. Just however long it takes to make up 6 years worth of work. Continues the Braisa, then you would think in that case that the same din would apply even if he got sick during those 6 years. Maybe he should have to make up the time when he was sick and couldn't work. No, therefore the Pasuk continues that in the 7th year he goes free. Implying the 7th year, no matter what. 6 years passed from when he was sold, that's it, he goes free.
Regardless
of whether he was sick or not. The Yerushalmi bring, whatever, he has to go back and forth to Fort Worth's farm. Come on. Come on. It's all part of cleaning up the shul. You want him to have to stay all night? Come on, he's not an Eved. Okay. Actually, the Yerushalmi asks, so what if we have a meal and then we have a riboy? Why are we assuming that the bereach does have to make up the 6 years and the chola doesn't? And basically, the reason is because bereach was a voluntary thing, a chola is an onus. Therefore, it's more logical if the Torah is telling us that he doesn't have to make up, it's more likely to apply to the case of onus. Anyway, you see that a bereach has to make up the missing time. So what are you telling me? No hanukkah. He finishes up the missing time and then he gets hanukkah. Yes, but the case we're talking about over here is, suppose that he ran away, and while he was still at large, Yovel came. So now at this point he is freed by Yovel anyway.
How do we know that?
Because Yovel is Yovel.
Even for a Berea?
So there are Rishonim. I think there are some people explain the Rambam as saying that even in such a case, he would have to make up the missing years after Yovel. But regardless, either way, Yovel is Yovel. You would think Shiluchim Imach Kodin Aveh. You would think maybe that it's considered that he's been sent away based on your das. So he shouldn't be penalized, but non-Niklay, and therefore he should get Hanukkah. Kamash Malan, that's what we're saying that not. So if we say that he has to make up the years afterwards, then there's two different possible ways of learning it. It can mean he doesn't have to make up the years, but because there's no making up the years, there's no Hanukkah either. or can mean, he does have to admit that, or can mean, Yovel, in this case, does not actually set him free. He ends up having to work for a year or whatever it is after Yovel to fill up the missing time that he ran away. And then there'll be Hanukkah, sure, but we don't say that automatically comes Yovel, that's it, everything's a blank slate.
You can't say that Yovel makes him free, but he owes the work.
Well, that's one possibility. But he's not, it can't be. I mean, he's either free or he owes the work. It's one or the other. You can't really have that he's free, but he still has to, but he still owes the work. Getting back to the Braisa, we just said Yachal Afi L'Cholo. You would think that even if he became sick, he has to make up the time. Tamad Loimah Uvashviyat Yetze. Question is, Afi L'Cholo Chol Shesh, does that mean even if he's sick the entire 6 years? V'Hatanya, but we learned the Braisa, Cholo Sholesh V'Avar Sholesh, if he was sick for 3 years and he worked the other 3 years, Ein Echayev L'Hashlim, then he doesn't have to make up the missing time. But Cholo Chol Shesh Chayev L'Hashlim, but if he was sick for the entire 6 years, he does have to make up the time.
And 4 years.
After 4 years, we'll talk about it in a second, but wait. Omer of Shesha. So Tosfos, by the way, discusses an interesting thing that may why would we make a distinction between three and more than three? So Rabakis, you could say, as the Gemara is going to say soon, it's because it's a matter of whether it was the majority of the time or not. Tosfos brings another interesting reason based on a pasuk from Yeshaya that mentions a certain nevuah of Yeshaya, I think it was against Moav, that says that this will take place in 3 years and Moav will be defeated and conquered and whatever in 3 years to shnei sacher, like the years of a hired worker. So therefore we see that a hired worker ordinarily has a 3 year term. So if he had three, if he got 3 years worth work out of him, then accomplished what a sacher usually does. We said, we mentioned yesterday that there, by an Eved Ivri, the Torah uses the word sacher in a couple of places. Mishnah Kar Sacher Avodcha. So at least if he got 3 years work out of him, he got a sacher's work out of him, and therefore he shouldn't have to make up anything extra. Whereas if he didn't get 3 years worth of work out of him, he didn't even accomplish as much as Kishnei Sacher, therefore it's logical to say that he has to make it up. There are, by the way, there are incidentally some Rishonim who say based on that, that we see, based on that idea, that if we see that the maximum for a sacher is 3 years, means maybe a person shouldn't hire themselves out for more than a 3 year term, because then it's like making yourself an Eved Ivri. And we're going to see later when we get to the whole concept of Ritzia that making yourself an Eved Ivri is not really a good thing.
What about if you hire yourself 3 years and then you renew for 3 years?
That's fine, but at least you're not doing it for more than 3 years at a time. The truth is, they say, I mean, it's a chumra. It's not, Ikir Adin, there's obviously a great deal of difference between an Eved Ivri and a hired worker, where a hired worker, after all, can quit at any time. So it's not really the same thing, but nevertheless, there is that idea. You have a braisa that says that if he was sick the entire 6 years, he has to make it up. The previous braisa just said Yochel Afi L'Chola, he has to make up the whole 6 years. The previous braisa just said Yochel Afi L'Chola, that you would think if he was sick, he has to make up the time, and we're saying that not. Sounds like even if it was sick the entire 6 years, there's no making up. Rav Sheshet's Ba'otam Ma'ase Macha. Rav Sheshet said the case we're talking about where he wouldn't have to make up anything. The case that we're talking about where he wouldn't have to make up anything is where at least during the 6 years he may have been sick, he may not have been able to do physical labor, but at least he was able to do some kind of work, even if it's just...